A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 36 through 38. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. If you have ever taken home economics, or baked, or watched the Food Network, you may have an image about measuring in your head. A baker can be seen with a measuring cup of flour and a knife being wielded across the top to even out the flour just exactly right. I think of this image every time I read this gospel. The flour is not overflowing, but it definitely is being measured out for some very special recipe. So where do we fit into this? Well, I think it is one of the greatest bits of advice we can hear from Jesus. Do not judge. Remember that what you measure out will be measured back to you. I am again reminded of my experiences with children in school. They always needed to be told, as they pointed a judgmental finger at another, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Would you want someone to do that to you? This is a hard lesson for any age. It is so easy to judge, to put someone into a place seemingly lower than you. But the better side of this is give. Give good. Give wonderful smiles, actions, emails, e-cards, phone calls, letters, help, money, food, snacks, thoughts, support, and on. What a wonderful world it would be if we all remembered this all the time, if we stopped the judging and put down the weapon, if we held that person in prayer and forgave their recent crabbiness or power over attitude or even wounds. I believe this gospel. I believe that our God will never be outdone in generosity. I believe that when your heart gives you the go-ahead to a warm thought, even undeserved, or an extra tiny little action, then before you know it, there is some return for you. It might be a phone call, an unexpected compliment, a piece of mail, electronic or otherwise, even a gift. Just watch. You'll see. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. That's neat.